Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Phoebe is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She thinks that her fiance, Rory, might be messing around, so she definitely wants to find out if he is or isn't before they get married. They've been together for 5 years, I guess. Phoebe, what's going on?
Hey, so I've been with my now fiance for 5 years. I love him very much and I trust him. And you know, like any long-term thing, there are ebbs and flows and I think that's natural, but lately we're in more of a disconnected phase and it feels a little bit different this time.
Okay.
We have a lot going on, I will say. Like we're trying to find a new place because our lease is up and we have kind of a cranky landlord. So we're trying to move on and we both work a lot. And he has been working on like a special project recently. So he's been working like 80 plus hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So we barely see each other, which is definitely putting strain on the connection. And then he has this boss named Emily. She just texts and calls him constantly. Like, 24 hours a day, pretty much, like outside of work hours for work related stuff. But he constantly is talking to her and it really feels like she kind of comes first. Like if we're spending time together and she texts him or calls him for a work thing, he's like immediately at her beck and call. And at like a couple of happy hours and work things that I came with him to, I feel like once she has a couple of drinks, she's like very touchy with him. And that makes me a little bit uncomfortable for sure.
Right.
And he doesn't seem to like, he's just been kind of oblivious to all of this. Like he doesn't seem to notice that this is weird for me, which is kind of a concerning part. Like I said, I trust him a lot, but I'm just, this feels a lot different than it has before.
Have you asked him specifically if he's messing around with his boss?
I haven't. I do feel kind of bad for even suspecting him. And it just feels like an awkward thing to bring up because I don't want to seem like the crazy, you know, fiance who's reading into something. But yeah, I haven't asked directly. I've just been observing.
I definitely don't think you sound crazy, but I wonder if you would be as concerned if his boss was a man. You know, do you really think there's a connection here or is it just, you know, if the phone was ringing all the time and your boss is calling, chances are you're going to answer if your money's attached to it.
That's true.
I don't like the handsy part, though. You have a very valid point there. Do you know if she's in a relationship? Is she single?
I have no idea. I have no idea, honestly.
We'll try to figure it out for you. You already told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member at. So we'll call and pretend to be from the grocery store and say that every single month we choose one rewards card at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. We'll see if he sends those to you or to somebody else, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then get your To Catch a Cheater next.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
If you're just joining us for today's To Catch a Cheater, Phoebe is on the phone and she thinks that her fiance named Rory might be cheating on her. We're about to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at and say that he's won free flowers delivered from our floral department. Just our way of saying thank you for shopping. And we'll see if he sends those to his fiance, Phoebe, or to somebody else. And before we do that, Phoebe, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
Yeah, so I've been with my now fiance for about 5 years, and recently we haven't been seeing much of each other, and he has been getting a lot of out of business hours calls and texts from his boss, who is a woman named Emily. At a couple like work events, I felt as the fiance that she was a little touchy with him when she'd had a few drinks, which kind of alerted me. And then recently it was late at night and we were just hanging out at home and he got a text from her and said that he had to go call her about a work thing. And then he ended up having to meet up with her and came home like really late and really drunk, which is not like him. So
yeah.
I'm just feeling pretty out.
I mean, that's kind of strange.
I mean, it's super strange.
Are you ready for us to call him and see if he is or isn't cheating?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jordan calling from I was looking for Rory.
This is he. Who am I speaking with?
Rory, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. We're calling to say thank you very much for shopping with us and congratulations. You're this month's big winner.
Okay. What does that mean?
Every single month, we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. You've just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy, and a card to be delivered anywhere in the United States. Absolutely free.
Wow. Okay.
If you know who you want to send them to, I can take the information in just a matter of minutes over the phone.
Yes. Could you please send them to Phoebe?
Is there anything you'd like to put on a card to Phoebe?
Yes, please. Could you put, I love you. I got awesome news. Please put awesome in all caps if you could. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Period. And then dinner, question mark. And then our sushi joint, question mark.
Wouldn't it be funny if your news was that you were cheating on her?
I'm sorry, what?
This is actually a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
And Phoebe is on the phone listening. We do a segment called To Catch a Cheater, where you see if your significant other might be messing around. And Phoebe...
It's your horse.
Yeah. Phoebe thought you might be out there trying to tame some other horses.
Okay. What is happening? I'm sorry.
Hi. Hello? Hey.
Hi. What's going on?
Okay, this sounds silly probably, but I feel like lately you've been so MIA with work and like constantly getting calls and texts from Emily. And remember the night that you left to meet up with her at like 9:30 and you didn't come home until like 1 in the morning and you were wasted?
Yeah, all right. Well, this is a lot. Okay. I can't believe you think I'd be cheating on you, but I kind of get it. Look, I'm sorry about that. Okay. I'm sorry that you think all these things and that I understand why you see my, it seems like I'm like following her around and I'm like at her, you know, beck and call, but There's a reason, okay? And there's a reason I've been working so much, too. And I've been working to score the deal with a new client for a couple of reasons. And the reason my note said awesome news in caps is because I wanted to wait until after the meeting to tell you that not only did the deal go through, but the commission alone, okay, was enough to pay for a new condo and almost pay for the wedding that we want to have, babe.
Whoa.
Damn, okay, yeah. Baby. You don't want any other horses?
Oh, and by the way, that's great. That's awesome. Don't get me wrong. But the big news is that the reason why I've been working so closely with Emily is that I was shadowing her, okay? And I was shadowing her so I could become a partner in the firm. And so now I'm no longer working under her. That's what the late night meeting was. They were there to tell me that I'd not only been, I've been promoted and I've become a partner in the firm. So I apologize. I shouldn't have gotten so stupid drunk. And I was a jerk for that. And I honestly, baby, I really apologize for that. I was waiting for the perfect time to tell you in the right way. And then I got caught up in the excitement. A couple of drinks were flowing. But I wanted to make it a complete surprise, the promotion and the bonus. So That's why I apologize for you.
Wow. That's great. I'm happy for you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to doubt you and I trust you. I just, without any of that information in context, I was just really anxious and like overthinking everything.
Which is totally understandable considering.
I do. And look, and I, of course, as you know, I've been working off and way too long of hours and there was an end goal for this and I definitely get oblivious to, you know, everything around me, you know, when I'm focused on one thing but this is the one thing that I was focused on was our future. And so, you know, I'm so sorry, but obviously I hope this was worth it. And you know, that doesn't, you know, make up for, or hopefully it makes up for my stupidity in this time. You know, I hope we can still do date night.
Yeah, of course we can still do date night.
Okay, that's a start. Okay, and yes, boundaries will be had much more so. Take that to the bank.
Okay, good.
Speaking of bank, how much was the raise?
I can't.
Yeah. Condo.
And we all get to go on a date night.
Yeah.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.